Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Brown reaches second base with a double. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McLean. Hershberger moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wirt trying to get to third. Tartabull throws the ball into Charles, who tags Wirt for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Lump steals second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Lump scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. Horton moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demeter scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Diego Segui now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Lump steals second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Smith now playing second base. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Diego Segui. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-2 in the game. McLean is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirt moves to second. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood pinch runs for Ed Charles. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now playing third base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosario for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-3 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 3 in the game. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Campaneris scores. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Jack Aker. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.